This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Checo Yancey sat on the edge of his seat as Louisiana lawmakers debated a bill that would restore his right to vote, something he hasn't been able to do since 1983. Anyone in prison or on probation or parole in Louisiana is barred from voting until the end of their sentence. But on Wednesday, the Senate passed a bill by Representative Pat Smith that would make anyone who's been out of prison for 5 years eligible to vote.
These folks really just wanted to go into a ballot box, pull the lever, and be able to vote for the impact on their lives.
It's a reform Smith has been trying to pass for years. Senator J.P. Morrell presented the bill on the Senate floor.
The recidivism rate in Louisiana for criminal offenses is very high. So these are people who are the success stories who left prison and didn't go back.
The bill got high-profile support earlier this week from New Orleans Saints players Demario Davis and Benjamin Watson. They sent a letter urging lawmakers to pass the legislation. Watson says the goal of the criminal justice system is to hold people accountable, but it shouldn't keep them from participating in the democratic process. He says it's an issue of civil rights.
It's no secret that much of the criminal justice system has been slanted and skewed towards minorities, towards blacks. And so we still see kind of the legacy of that even to this day.
The bill still technically needs final approval in the House, but an emotional Checo Yancey says regaining the right to vote means he would no longer feel like a second-class citizen.
Wow, I can go with my family. I don't have to sit in the car now. I can actually go into the polls and I can vote too. Wow, what a feeling.
If the governor signs the bill, it would go into effect next year. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.